Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina and Devin. Brooke is not on yet, but she's coming on. We're going to start this off because I got to go somewhere. I got to go to, as we were just talking about, Daniel's fifth birthday thing. So.
Okay. So what are some of the events that have happened so far?
Well, we did. Okay. So Thursday was his actual birthday. And so we did a dinner, like a smaller dinner. And then we did a movie. We went and saw Scream. And he made me, he didn't make me, he requested that I wear the Scream mask. So I did. I ended up wearing the Scream mask throughout the day and in the theater. And let me tell you, people aren't real thrilled when you wear a Scream mask in the movie Scream. Not real happy about it.
What kind of feedback did you get?
Not as much as I would have liked. I scared the shit out of the girl in the bathroom, but I kind of meant to. What is the thing? What do I always think about? I mean, just knowing me and like how like scaredy cat I am, probably because I watch all the shit I do. But I'll go to the bathroom, and I feel like the worst thing possible is feeling like you're the only person in there, right? And it's a big old bathroom. And then, so I was the only other person, and this poor girl is in there, and I'm like, I'm just going to keep it on. So she gets out before me, and I come out of the stall, and she just like screamed, of course, you know, and I said, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry. I just thought it'd be funny. So we did that. That was Thursday. And then Friday, so he had some friends in town that had never been here. And so he's also been on host mode. So, you know, it's like anytime somebody comes into town, he's got to take them to all the good food spots and the wine spots and the this spot and the that spot. So we did another big group, and we went Friday night to, it's called Bad Animal, and it's a restaurant in town that's a bookstore. It's really cool.
I've been there with Brooke before.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And so it's very cool. It's, surrounded by, it's books, but it still does like nighttime, like, you know, now it's like a Thai food place with, that do like wine pairings and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. So we did that. And, but man, I got to tell you, the owner, and this always like trips me out. Right. I feel like he's almost like, he reminds me of somebody who wanted to be a professor and he never made it. So he's like, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to build this bookshop. And I'm going to act like I'm a professor and dress like one, but I'm not one. And I'm going to be a pretentious dick. That's what it felt like to me.
Oh man. Those are my favorite kind of people.
I know. And it was just like, I don't know. And so, you know, I'm probably just being oversensitive, but we had gone there ahead of time to see if we could get a table because we had like 10 people, and it's a pretty small seating area. So, you know, Daniel's like the nicest guy in the world. And and on top of it, we go in there. Sorry, I'm skipping around. We go in there and somebody, I don't know if anybody's had crumble cookie. I think it started in Utah, maybe.
I haven't had it, but I know they're opening one here near my house.
Yeah. So they opened one. Suddenly. I'd always heard about the one in Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And so I had heard, so they had opened one here. So a client of Daniel's had given him two giant like boxes of crumble cookies. So one of them had like three cookies taken out, but it for the most part had a bunch of cookies. So he's like, I'm going to take these with me and go give them to somebody. And I'm thinking like our downtown in Santa Cruz has a lot of homeless people. So we will like leave food for people. And so I'm thinking that's what he means. Well, when we go up to the waitress to find out if we can get into this restaurant for the next night, he's holding the box of cookies and he convinces the girl to take the cookies, which is really funny to me.
Right.
Because he's acting as if he bought everybody at the restaurant some cookies, but they're leftover cookies from the gym. And I don't know about you, but like, I think he thought that I was calling him a creep. I wasn't saying he was being creepy. I was just saying I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
It's like, weird. It's weird to like try to make somebody take your cookies. They don't know where they've been.
Right.
They've clearly been picked over. Right. So we're already arguing about that because I'm like, dude, just leave her alone. And like, she finally is like, oh no, thanks. You know, like what else is she going to say? I mean, right. He's super charming, right? Like his charm's working on her. But I kept saying like, well, once I took those cookies, I would have just gone and thrown them away.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would have done.
Right.
So anyway, so we were having that whole argument too while we were there. So while he's trying to convince this girl to take the cookies, she goes, we can maybe put you in this back room. It's at the very back. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, do you want me to go check it out? And Daniel's like, yeah, can you go look at it? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm walking to the very back of the place and there's really just one room, but it's kind of like in glass doors, but the doors are open, but it's got the big table at it, but it has a bunch of office shit all over it.
Uh-huh.
And this guy's sitting there facing me. Right. And I'm not sure. I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is the office or if it's the room.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not super obvious. And so I knock on the thing and the thing's open and I go, hi. I go, if we were doing a table for 10, is this the room that we would be in? And he like looks at me like this, Devin. Mm-hmm. Okay, all of you guys listening, just imagine just like looking at me with disgust, right? He's like this. Well, yeah. And I was like, okay, awkward. Fuck you. Hey, fuck you.
I'll just go fuck off over here.
Yeah, I'll just go fuck myself. How's that? Like, am I disgusting to you? I'm sorry. So I walk to the front and I go, well, yeah, that's the room back there. It's very cool. The guy's a dick though. Well, I find out later it's the owner.
Oh, the owner.
Oh, you're the owner. And I was like, oh, this is the thing. And like, you know, we've talked about this before over and over again. And I understand like, I don't know. Maybe I just caught him on an off day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell people like, hey, if you're in town, do not go to this restaurant. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy. Probably caught him on a bad day. But it's like, as an owner of a business, you would think that you'd be so much kinder.
Right.
But it's almost like some restaurants, and I don't know, I'm sure this is like across the, I mean, this guy's not a chef, right? I mean, chefs right. are kind of known for having shitty attitudes
mm-hmm.
or being full of themselves. This guy just owns the restaurant.
Right.
And you know, looks like a doofus.
Oh my god, now I want to go in there next time I go up there.
Well, no, it's funny because the night that we were there, I ran into a friend of mine who knows him, and he came up and was like, hey, you've got a seat sitting over here. And I was like, is that the owner? She goes, yeah. And I go, god, he's a dick.
What'd she say?
He's like, really? Oh my god, I'm gonna tell him you said that. I'm like, do it, tell him.
Tell him after I get my food, though, please.
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously. No, it was just, and it's so silly. It's like, right? I mean, Daniel just thought I was being so ridiculous, but I was like, I just don't like it when people treat you like shit for no reason.
Right. I mean, you could be having an off day, but when you have customers or people that are, you know, coming and into your business, particularly a large group like that, like, you want to try and accommodate them, I would think.
Yeah,
be nice.
Well, I think it's probably so popular there that he's like thinks he's pretty hot shit. Well, yeah, doesn't have to be nice to anybody.
We don't need your business.
I'm probably over the age group that he'd be nice to.
Probably. You're probably
too old. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so yeah, that was the next thing. Everyone's like, Jesus Christ, Gina, shut up. Then, oh, and then Daniel, of course, finds out on Friday. He asks the girl, he goes, okay, so my friend thought it was weird that I gave you the cookies. Did you guys eat the cookies? Supposedly they ate the cookies. I still don't believe him. I would definitely
probably
not eat
the cookies. Probably took them to this kitchen staff and it was like, eat at your own risk. Some creepy guy just gave me
these. Yeah. Well, and I'm like, I'm so weird about it. It's funny too, because Daniel did not agree with me until he asked my sister, Michaela. Michaela goes, oh, hell no, I wouldn't eat those cookies. Yeah. No. And he, of course, didn't really think about it until she said it. Doesn't give a shit what I say. Gives a shit what she says.
Right.
So we were talking about it and like, and I don't know. I mean, like when you're in a work environment, like when you were at the hospital, would people bring in treats and things?
Yes.
Would you eat them if it looked like it was homemade? Depending on who it was,
probably,
huh?
I wouldn't, unless it was, if it was like a staff member that I knew well.
Right.
If we're doing a potluck or something, yes. But if a patient's family brought homemade stuff, everybody else, I mean, I can't, not everybody, but I'll tell you what, cookies hit that nurse's station and they would be gone.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nobody like, cared. I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, I mean, but I don't know. There's just something about, there's a difference between being like, just working at the same place and being friends with somebody.
Right.
Like if I know that somebody doesn't keep a clean house and has like a bunch of animals.
Yep.
Probably not going to eat their food.
Probably not. I do actually have some friends that they have a big, beautiful house. They love to host parties, but they're not the cleanest people.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And so another mutual friend, if we're both going to event, it's like, okay, what are you taking and what am I taking? So we know what's
what you can eat.
Yeah.
No, dead serious. I'm so, so with that.
Yeah.
I know. Some people just might think I'm being an asshole, but I just don't want to eat something nasty or dirty.
No, me neither.
And I get horrified. Like if like one of my hairs ends up in the food, just definitely happened. So yeah, embarrassing.
It is.
My daughter's like, Mom, there's a hair in the food. I'm like, it may not be mine. Be somebody else's. I don't know.
Hey, did you see the email that came in that was like, Gina, I'm just looking at you on the screen here and it reminded me of an email I read and said, Gina, your hallway freaks me out. I'm positive I'm going to see a shadow go across it one day.
I didn't even notice that you can see my hallway in that. That's funny. Who was it? Who said that?
Moved in the lights.
Oh, wait.
The light.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ashley Brewer. Your hallway freaks me the fuck out. I keep imagining I'm going to see a shadowy figure pass by in the background. You're welcome. Well, guess what, Ashley? My house freaks me the fuck out too. All the time. But you know, just hunkering in. That's really funny.
Hunkering in. Hey, so the tree didn't fall on you. Thank goodness.
No trees fell on me. Although it's funny, I keep seeing these memes like saying, if you say atmospheric river one more fucking time. But yeah, there's supposedly another one coming through tonight. So
yeah,
we shall see.
I know I saw that. I thought it was going to hit today, but I guess it's moving slower than they anticipated. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. We have so many places that are like underwater right now up here, or were underwater. Not anymore. Where's Brooke at?
Yes. I don't know. I just texted her.
Okay. I
said, we're on. We miss you.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right. other morning I woke up and I'm a huge fan of cleaning my ears. We all know it's kind of like a mini orgasm, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you get in there and you're like,
can we agree that it's just so like, like you're almost like, and then, but like, you know, you're probably going in too far. Like, you know, you're not supposed to go in that far, right? But it feels just so damn good. So I went to clean my ears the other day and I put the one side in, you know, did it. And then I always like to give it a two-sider for each ear, you know, because you never know. There might be something else in there.
100%.
And I don't know why is it like, I'd be so grossed out to find so much wax coming out of my ear, but it's so satisfying. Mm-hmm. Like I clean my ears too often, probably. To get a really good wax buildup.
Do you use a Q-tip or do you use those little like tools that they sell now? Those little
I haven't used a tool. I feel like that. I feel like I would probably use it wrong and hurt myself or I don't know, my eardrum. I need what little hearing I have left. I need to keep it. But so yeah, I always do like the two sides. And then, so I go for the other one. Well, I grabbed one. This freaked me out. I grabbed one of the Q-tips and I went to clean it. And then I turned it over and I went and I was like, oh shit. And I pulled it out and it didn't have a thing on it.
Oh no.
So I was convinced. I couldn't figure out if, cause I have terrible hearing anyway. So it's like, I was convinced I had a clog of cotton stuck in there.
Right.
And I'm panicking. I'm by myself and I'm trying to like, you know, put a mirror. Like, anyway,
that is one place on your body that you cannot see.
You cannot see. I even have one of those
like mirror tricks, anything. You
yeah.
Just
I have one of those dental mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
I even have one of those and I was trying to like look in it. Yeah. And I couldn't find it. So anyway, I for like 5 hours, I was convinced that I had this plug of cotton stuck in my ear until somebody finally came over and I was like, can you look in my ear and see if there's cotton in it? It ends up, it was just a Q-tip that didn't have a side on it.
So
it was in there to fuck with me.
It was. So was it the, obviously it was the second side that you went to go clean and you were
so
like,
I went like this. So that, you know, my ear is still feeling like the love of the cotton before. And then I go in and I go, ow, like what the fuck? And I pull it out and I'm convinced that the plug came off in my ear. Stupid.
So but yeah, I've seen a lot of things in people's ears over the years in the emergency department.
Ooh, like what's the strangest thing you've seen in somebody's ear? Like a bug?
Yeah, it was a black widow that crawled out as the doc. This gentleman was under arrest and they have to do medical clearances if they have any kind of medical history. They have to bring them to the ER, get them cleared medically before they take them and book them. And so we were doing this real quick medical clearance and we would usually just sit them in the hallway in a chair so that we didn't take up a bed to do it.
Oh,
so I was on
I'm
one
still
side.
Like stunned right now.
I was on one side, the doctor's on the other side. And I think I was doing his blood pressure and this doctor, it was Dr. Schultz. Dr. Schultz was the calmest, most soft-spoken, like had been an ER doctor for 40 plus years, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of like jumps back because they do the real quick exam, right? Let me open your mouth, say, look in your ears.
Yeah.
All that. So he's leaning down to look in the ears and he kind of jumps back and he goes, well, that's a first. And a black widow crawling out of the guy's ear. And the cops were like, so anyways, we kill it. And Dr. Schultz goes to look in there and there was an egg sac.
No. Don't tell me that. I'm never going to fucking sleep again.
There was,
you know, that whole saying they always go, you're always 6 feet away from a spider. Somebody said that to me and I was like, fuck. It's true. We're always 6 feet away from a spider. I'm 6 feet away from a spider right now.
I've actually never heard that before. And
you haven't?
Like
Oh, I don't like it either. Oh my God. Wait. So Okay, this is what's crazy to me. So this guy is in there just on a routine check. Like, he's not even in there like, I got a headache.
He was
like, he's just like a
very spun out on drugs.
Obviously. Okay, so was he like a homeless guy?
I mean, I don't know if he had a home or not. He was definitely some kind of transient something.
Oh my God, my ears are itching now. Oh my God, I can't. Okay, so wait, so they just went in and grabbed the egg nest or the nest?
We had to do, it's basically, it's called a lavage.
Irrigation?
So yeah, we had to irrigate it out.
Yeah. I would lose my shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I've had people, when I worked in Santa Clarita by Magic Mountain,
uh-huh,
a lady was on a roller coaster and got a moth in her ear, and she was freaked out, the poor thing, because it was moving.
Dude, how does that happen? I feel like that I don't want to even like hear about it, because like that's something that could happen to me, like the most obscure, like, yeah, like, yeah. It just flew in there.
Yeah, it was like a little, like a, it wasn't a butterfly. It was definitely a moth.
A little moth.
Like a little like orangey colored. And it, she was on one of the rides and it got in her ear.
Oh my God. Ear stuff, man. I think eye stuff messes with me more than ear stuff. I will say this though. This is the strangest thing. I really hope he listens to this. I'm seeing this guy. And like, you know, I've talked about it on here before, guys. Like I like to date casually, but so it's not totally true. I like to be familiar enough with somebody so that I can see them once a week to get my needs met, and that's it.
I love that.
It honestly could just be that first of all, I'm scared to death to like internet date or whatever, like app date.
You should
scared
be.
To death. I mean, I've heard your stories, and just like being my age, it just does not see, it's not something I feel like I want to do or can do. So like, if it means that I don't meet people that are age appropriate, because that's usually the problem, is I end up like seeing somebody that's much younger than me, and that's not sustainable. So, cause there's no way that I want to watch myself fall apart anymore being with somebody younger than I already am. Like, right. That's just too stressful for me. So anyway, so I've been seeing this guy pretty consistently for over a year. But the point is to keep it casual, right? Like, it's not a boyfriend, but like, since we've been seeing each other for so long, it's starting, like, there's certain things that are starting to feel like relationship shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, so this is what he asked me. He goes, yeah, can you, he wanted me to do one of those ear irrigations on him.
No,
yes. Yes.
You're like, no, this is not.
No, I did it. I did it because I, because, yeah, I did it because I just thought it was, I mean, I thought it was weird and I thought it was kind of gross, but I was like, I mean, yeah, if you want me to. So it's like, you have to, I don't know if anybody's seen this, but it's like, it's a kit. So like you're supposed to put like alcohol, like drip it in the ear, and then it has to sit there for like 15 minutes on each side. And then you fill this irrigator thing full of the water with the solution. And then but then he's got to hold this like dorky bowl thing, like that goes under his chin and his head. So like, I'm sitting there irrigating his ear and these chunks. Oh my God, you guys, chunks of wax coming out. like it was so, like, to me, it was worse than like somebody taking a shit in front of me.
Yeah.
Like with the door open or something. I was like, or just like, I don't know, like farting on me. I was like, this is nasty. And then he's like, and then there was one that like, it pulled all the wax up and it was just sitting inside of his ear. And I was like, oh my God, there's a huge one. So I pull it out. And he just kept, oh my God, I can hear so well. Let's do you. I was like, no, I don't want you to irrigate my ears. Like, we're here to, like, you know, like, we always have a good time, you know, we'll like eat and have, you know, good laugh, watch a good movie, have some sex, be done. You know, we're good. Ear irrigation does not get added into that.
Did he? Please tell me you had sex beforehand and he didn't expect.
No, it was after.
After?
No, it was after.
Right. No.
I just remember like going, told somebody, I was like, what is happening? Like, this feels like, this is even like casual. I mean, this is nothing near casual. This is like, I don't know. You've been like living together for a couple of years or something.
Right.
Like, I don't want anybody to see that.
No.
No. And I'm just a weirdo anyway. Cause like, I know that there are people that are fine with like farting in front of each other, or like peeing or pooping or whatever. That was never me. I mean, like, married for 25 years and like, yeah, like a fart would sneak out every once in a while. Like, you can't help it.
Right.
But like, but never like on purpose.
Right.
No.
No, like, you're mortified and you're like, oh man, yeah, I stubbed my toe.
It's like you're trying to make the sound like, oh, it's my chair.
It's the chair.
They're so weak. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, it was a very, it's very strange. It's, yeah, it's going in a weird direction. I don't know how much longer that's going to work.
You're like, listen, I have a really good time. We communicate well. Sex is good, but you lost me with the ear
irrigation. You lost the ear irrigation.
What's next? Am I going to have to like pop zits on
exactly. What's next? I don't know. I mean, like, it feels like such a, it shouldn't.
How much more?
It shouldn't, but it feels like such an intimate thing to like clean. Yeah. Yeah. Irrigate somebody's ears. I don't know. He's going to be like, can you give me a colonic? You're like, oh, shit. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Dude, my ears are still itching from that story.
Oh. I'm going to send you, I'll send you something.
No, is there a picture of it? No.
Because
I don't know, Deb.
It's not
hi.
A face, but yeah.
Hi.
Oh my God. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Podcast. Thanks.
You made
are
it.
Are you just sitting here eating tons of cookies? Where's the lid? You probably ought to take that whole thing in the kitchen before Grandpa kicks your butt. Jack's just sitting at the bottom of the stairs with the entire, my mom buys the animal cookies from Costco and
oh, yeah.
That giant tub. Kids mm-hmm. love them. Sitting at the bottom of the stairs, my nephew, with the whole tub, no lid.
He's like, I'm gonna finish this whole thing like, before I have to share it.
I'm like, you're literally playing with fire. Grandpa sees you. You're gonna get in trouble. Hey, also everyone listening, sorry I'm really late. I was riding my horses and then it's a process to put them away and get back home. But I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being a guest on our podcast, Wine and Devin's podcast.
Yes,
today anytime. We have Brooke. Oh man. Wait, Deb, which one were we going to read?
the one from Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it.
No, you read it. You have it pulled up. Pulled up.
No, because I feel
no,
like.
No, you do it. No, you do
okay.
it.
Okay, no, you. No, you. Stop it.
No, you do it.
All right. This is a really good one. I don't, because maybe we should save the other one.
The other one might be
so long.
Discussion.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm like, well, you guys can keep going, though. It's up to you. This one I thought was funny. So this is from Anna, and it's just called Food Stuck to My Body.
Sounds like a story. Sounds like my memoir.
Yeah. Ooh, it's stuck to my body. No, so it says, what?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'll tell you after.
Oh. It says, hey, I'm Anna, and I started listening to you guys when I was heavy in the gym, and now that I'm lazy, you're still one of my favorite duos.
I love that because it means that we cover things across the board.
100%. Love that. Okay, so you always make me laugh, and I feel like I'm sitting there laughing along with you too. Well, you are. I figured I would tell you guys a story about having food stuck to me when I woke up after hearing Brooke's chocolate story. So I went out with a hot male stripper. When I say hot, I mean godly. Of course, after dinner, I let him take me back to the hotel. We got snacks and rolled one up. And you know, we did the dirty. Somehow.
Got snacks. Man, I love it already. Keep going.
Uh-huh. Right? Somehow, nobody noticed that an open pack of fruit snacks was laying on the bed. And when I woke up in my euphoric state, I was surprised to have fruit snacks melted into my butt cheeks. Like, I'm in the presence of a god and I'm covered in Welch's fruit snacks. He tried to help me get them off. And you know what I did? Put my pants on over top of them, took my ass home in shame.
I would have asked him, can you eat those?
Eat them? Yeah.
Like, don't let them go to waste, you know? That'd be waste. I know.
Anyways, thought you would get a kick out of that. I don't think it could get more embarrassing. Thanks for keeping the pod going. Love you too. Oh my, it's fucking awesome.
Yep.
And it was great.
I woke up this morning and thought to myself, man, you got to change your ways.
Change your ways? What do you mean?
There's a bag of chips in my nightstand. Just
in general? I'm like, just in general? Like all of your ways or?
No, just like what you're eating? Just the nighttime. There's like the whole piece of it where I'm just hungry. Right? Then there's a piece where it's like, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I definitely, more times than not, am I laying in bed at night, watching Netflix, reaching for a snack and thinking, and literally out sometimes saying it out loud to myself, because y'all know how I like to think out loud. Man, you're disgusting.
I like to keep a mirror. You should keep a mirror next to your bed and just watch yourself do it. That might help.
Yeah. I have I have very little self-control. It's like, okay. And then I put, you know, put it away and I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm just like one more handful.
I do that. And I like when I measure them out in like a small bowl and then keep refilling the bowl.
My dad gives me so much shit. My dad gives me shit about doing things like that. Cause like, you know, what was I eating the other day? It was a candy, but they were mini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like the little mini ones, like Halloween size candy.
Yeah. So you eat more of them.
So I grabbed like three.
Mm-hmm.
Two maybe. And my dad goes, what are you having? And I've had one already in my mouth. As soon as I grabbed him, right to my mouth. And then I was holding a couple for I don't know, in a moment. my dad goes, what are you having? He goes, oh, you got other one. You got extras. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I said, they're mini. He goes, yeah. So you can eat like six of them and you eat the whole thing.
No, I know.
He's like, you eat mini, funny how that so you works. Feel better about it. He's like, but you're going to end up eating the same amount. I'm like, I know, but let me do it my way.
Yeah.
You're not
it's my
wrong.
Own process. You're my not. Own process.
I'm like, here's the thing, Dad. It gives me a handful of opportunities to not give in, you know,
right.
to withstand the personal on my own self inflicted pressure of eating another snack. And then sometimes I'm like laying in my bed by myself and I'm like, you know what? It's not like anyone's here to like roll over and, you know, when they put their hand around your belly when you're like spooning.
Oh yeah.
No one here to do that. So I'm like, well, why not? That's when I wake up the next day and I'm like, God, you got to change something.
You need to take a hard, good look at yourself.
This is going to start slowly adding weight onto me. Not like those, like when you go out to eat, you know, and you like go out and there's like a lot of salt, like sodium and stuff that's in your food.
Yeah, you get like real full and bloated.
Super bloated. It's like, no, like the, it's like the way you want to lose weight. You don't want to crash diet, right? You like want like consistent, slow over time. Cause that's why the way you know that it stays. Now the issue I have with myself is I'm following the same protocol, but in a gaining phase, unintentionally, but intentionally. You're it's bulking. Like, I'm slowly.
You're bulking.
I'm bulking.
You're doing a slow, you're doing a snail slow bulk. Bulk.
I'm yeah, going a slow snail bulk. Bloat. We're going to yeah, a snail bloat.
Snail bloat. I'm on a snail bloat.
I'm on a snail bulk.
The snail bulk.
Yeah, I'm on a snail bulk.
Yeah, man. You know? the struggle is real.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, until I, you know, I don't see me changing my ways anytime soon, but I will. I think
yeah, why not?
You know,
yeah,
I'm
enjoy yourself.
Trying to stay, you know, aware so I can make better choices. Oh, what was the conversation I had with myself the other day? It wasn't that I needed to completely change my ways. It was this. I was like, come on, Brooke. Okay. You can have snacks at night, but let's be more productive here. Get rid of all the chocolate and candy, gummy bears. Oh, and grab a Greek yogurt, you know? Grab a Greek yogurt.
Do you like those chocolate covered gummy bears?
No, they're not chocolate covered gummy bears. I just also have gummy bears.
Oh, because Daniel loves those and I don't like them.
My mom likes to get the chocolate covered cinnamon bears. Those are pretty good.
That sounds good, actually.
She puts them in the freezer and they're good.
Mom's got to stop buying all this shit.
Here's the thing. My mother has so much self-control and my dad. Which I don't hate because I love my dad and I always wanted to be just like him. But when I'm trying to like, you know, I don't maintain one size of pants I wear. I'm trying to, you know, adapt more like my mom.
You just need to get more stretchy pants.
It's true.
Yeah.
I actually do need more stretchy pants.
Got to get that blend of spandex and lycra in your jeans. My jeans.
Yeah, man. Dude, I was just talking about this. I know people are a huge fan of like the high-waisted pant, but I am not. My belly is so much better in a low-waisted pant than a high-waisted pant.
I just hate how they keep playing with my heart, playing with my emotions. All of a sudden, it's my heart
when I'm with you.
Man, when I'm trying to buy some pants, you know, they all of a sudden changed the style. And now everything was coming out for a while. It was high-waisted mom butts everywhere.
It's been high-waisted forever.
Yeah, but here's what I'm talking about. Now, fucking low-rise jeans are back.
Oh, I'm down with a low-rise. I am.
I also don't show my belly.
So I'm not like wearing a low-rise with like a belly shirt. Can you imagine at my age?
We'll get you one of those like the belly jewelry.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God. Yeah, like a belly button necklace or whatever those things are. But no, yeah. But I'm going to tell you the way that I am shaped. I was just telling somebody this. The high waist, literally, because my pants aren't fitting me right now. So they're like tight in my mm-hmm. middle, but what's happening is it's so like, here's the skin and it's just going. So it's like, it's pushing.
It's going like when you squeeze a balloon, like an animal.
Yes. Yes.
When you're making a balloon animal and you twist it and it's like,
oh my God, that's the best analogy. It's 100% like that. And it's all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't ever have a fupa until I wear these fucking pants. And now I'm sitting down and I've got a fat pussy. Like, what is happening? Like, that's why I feel like in a low-waisted, I can sit down and it's not, because it's wide enough at the wider spot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's tough for me.
I never hated low rise. I always liked them.
No.
You know, for me,
I like the low ones.
No, yeah. for me, a high rise, it's, I mean, I have a couple pairs that I wear. I can wear them if they're like a wide leg pant, you know, as far as like how it might like looks on my body. Cause you know, hot dog bod.
Yeah.
And then other jeans though, when they are high rise, they're so high on me. Like the, I mean, these are Wranglers. And these are like my riding pants, but I'll just give you and show you a little bit. So if I, these are high rise and now they're stretched out. So dropped down, but they're high rise. And in the front, it's not as bad on these, but for me with high rise pants, they always come up so high in the back.
Yeah.
That it's almost right next to like my, I don't wear bras, but like my sports bra or like, it just looks weird. It doesn't, it's,
so like, give so a sh- high, it's
like a mid rise
torso.
Yeah. A mid-rise pant is like a perfect high-rise pant on me. Mm-hmm. And mid-rise is hard to find. It really is. And now I went and I was, when I was in Arizona and I was walking, just walking through the mall, I went into Free People and I was like, oh, I love walking through here. Mm-hmm. And they had some shorts and I'm like, they actually looked a little bit weird. Like they were just so squished.
Oh, they're so right? short?
They were low-rise. And I was like, oh, so super low and also really short. I'm like, I'm not even going to try those things on.
But I feel like sometimes when they're low like that too, it's like made for somebody without a butt.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're so short. I mean, my butt would, I mean, again, can you imagine me in short shorts?
Who wears short shorts? Gina wears short shorts.
Just saying it out loud. It's just funny to me. Oh my God. I was dying. So Brooke and I have a, I was just telling somebody this. I was like, we have a mutual friend that invited us to her bachelorette that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the group of women that this is going to be is, I mean, just, you know what I'm going to say? This shit happens to me, guys. And a lot of people think that I am not saying that I look so awful. This is not the point. I'm just saying that being 22 decades older than everybody, poses a challenge on top of, these are not just regular women. They're all like fitness influencers. So like, they're literally known for their bodies and like, you know, their muscles and all this shit. And so I was dying because I was like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah. But you and I, you and I are the goofiest motherfuckers out of that whole group. I hope you're listening to this, but we're going to make the party.
No, it's going to be so fun. Like I am so stoked to go, but it's just, I'm just thinking it's like all the other times, like, oh yeah, we're going to go to this Vegas pool party. And I'm like, cool guys. All right. Can I just like stay in the little fucking cabana or something? And then this is what happens. I know my place. Like I know I'm not in that realm and I'm fine with that. But this is what happens because people are so kind. They don't want to leave me out. Right. So they're like all getting up there and they're taking their pictures and their bathing suits and all this stuff. And then they're like, Gina, come here. Come on. Gina, come on. And I'm like sitting there and I'm
Gina's
going,
like, no.
You guys. Oh, no. You guys look great. No, you just no. Just keep going. And then they'll be like, no. Come on. And then it just gets weird to where it's like this, like, back and forth. So I'm like, fuck it. Okay, fine. Can we just get it over with? Like, I'll stand up.
You know, it's more like this. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Can I go back? Appreciate
you guys not wanting to leave me out. But can you just leave me out, please?
Gosh.
You know, and then all of a sudden it's getting posted and I'm getting tagged in it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, am I obligated to do I need to repost this? I don't want to. We'll just leave it on the sites of people that have like over a million followers. How's that? Fuck me. You know, and it's so funny because like I'll joke about it and people are like, oh, but you look great. I'm like, this is not the thing. I am not being self-deprecating at this point. Like, I know that I look as good as I can right now in this body right now. But it's a little tough. So yeah, I told somebody, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to like really get my shit together. I got 2 months.
Okay, just since we were just having a conversation, and now my mother is just creeping in here.
She's always bringing you food.
So I can sample her lemon bars.
Oh my God.
Okay, but it's low fat. It's made with an angel food cake mix and lemon pie filling, and that's all that's in it.
Okay, then here we go.
And then it looks shitty. Hi! Hi, Robin.
Hi. I feel like we should do a cookbook. One of your mom's recipes.
I just wanted to try this because it's only an angel food cake mix and lemon pie filling, and you stir it up and put it in a pan and bake it.
Yes. All right, Leslie, I want to know the macros on it.
Well, I'm not that good.
Remember me and you? Yes. Figure that shit out all the time.
Just eat it. I don't give a
yes.
shit.
Yes.
I just eat in moderation.
Bring your head down.
Moderation.
Okay, well, some of us, we just discussed this. We don't know how to do that.
Like, we know how.
Not. Yeah.
But like,
I mean, not really.
We don't have. These are really light and fluffy. Lemon bar is like gooey.
Uh-huh. Yep. It looks really good.
They're light and fluffy. Can't be too bad.
Yeah. It looks delicious, Leslie.
Hard chocolate before though.
Okay, we'll bring you back to your stuff. Come on, Kat. I love you.
Love you guys.
I'm leaving. Bye. I love you. Bye.
All right. But anyway, now I can't remember what I was gonna say.
I'm sorry. They, you know.
You have to get your shit together and you have 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was that, but I was moving on from that. Yeah, I mean, at this point the goal is just to be a little less shitty.
Yeah,
what do you do? Yeah, yeah.
What do we say? Not trying to be a hero, just trying to fit in my pants.
Yep, that's all. I'm gonna wear a wetsuit.
We'll just take saran wrap.
I'm just hoping.
We'll take saran wrap and we'll like do our body before we have to put on a dress or wearing a dress. Yeah. Am I kidding? Shorts.
It's called Spanx. we don't need to use that, Brooke. There's girdles and shit out there that you can buy.
Man, Spanx are expensive.
Spanx are expensive.
They are.
I agree. Absolutely.
Most things are. Everything, really. All right, guys, I know I was very late to the party, but I made it. Better late than never. So thanks for listening or watching. Most of you are probably listening, and I understand why. If you saw what we looked like sometimes, I'd want to just listen too. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you guys next week.
See you next week.
Hey, give them a discount.
Yeah, give them a discount.